The admissions office, from time to time, has been accused of having a little too much fun. In fact, we've been accused of abusing the first article gifts, and for that, we are usually guilty. However, I have to tell you a little secret. Come by our office anytime we receive an application from a law school student or an ex-lawyer. You see, we smile because we know in heaven there are angels rejoicing at the redemption of another lost soul. As I watch lawyers debate and jockey around legal topics on TV every night during the news, I often wonder where truth is, and even if truth exists. The judicial system in the United States continues to be and to foster a public spectacle. The spectacle started long before our current celebrity people, or even O.J. Simpson. You can read accounts of trials throughout our country's young history that were tried in the public before they were ever tried in the court of law. It just seems like today these events have reached a very public and international level with Court TV, CNN, and Fox News. The nightly news has become a play-by-play for the various court dealings with the commentators speculating on the next day's action. This type of public spectacle and jockeying for legal position isn't anything new. We see it in today's text. In today's Advent readings, you can see the spectacle of Jesus being presented to Pilate. The Jews wanted Jesus dead, but they didn't have the power or the authority to do it. So they turned to that day's legal system, making their case for Jesus from a legal angle, not a religious one. They tried to make Jesus a threat to the earthly king. Pilate couldn't simply turn Jesus over to the Jewish leaders, so he brings Jesus into the palace for private questioning. Pilate didn't establish the charges for which the Jewish council had really wanted Jesus tried. Son of God wasn't reason enough and really wouldn't impress a Roman governor. We have to read Luke's account of these events to show us the trumped-up reasons that Pilate should use to find Jesus guilty under Roman law, arguing particularly that Jesus opposed Caesar and declared himself to be king. Pilate asks, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate was incredulous. He had to be. Jesus was no rival to Caesar. Jesus' answers must have taken Pilate back, as Jesus suddenly spoke of having a kingdom. But Jesus claimed no ordinary kingdom. He pointed out that the king on this earth would not be easily arrested. An earthly king would be protected by a great army. No, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. Jesus' kingdom is that of heaven." Jesus' spiritual kingdom never did make much sense to the hostile Jews. They wanted an earthly kingdom, a vast domain where they would reign with earthly power. Now the pagan, Gentile, Pilate is confronted with it. How is a Gentile going to understand the things of heaven? The trial, the call for Jesus to die, all that we see in the Passion of our Lord, the questioning by Pilate really makes no sense. The Jews are trumping up charges. Jesus hasn't broken the Roman law. You know why Jesus is sent to the cross? It's because of you. It's because of you that he will be found guilty. It's your sin that Jesus is going to carry to that cross. It's your rebellion to the gospel and your love of sin. That is what is going to take Jesus to the cross. In Advent, we anticipate the manger. In the manger, we see the incarnation in real flesh and blood, the flesh and blood of Christ. Yet through the manger, we can't help but see the cross. The cross, a piece of wood where Jesus would be nailed to take away your sins. For it is in the fulfillment of Jesus' death on the cross and glorious resurrection that leads us to where we are today. That is the end times, the time that we wait for Jesus' second coming, as we see him first in the manger to suffer the passion of which we start seeing a glimpse today. In many of the great churches around the world, you can view icons. Icons that give the viewer a glimpse or window into heaven. Many times when you view Christ in the manger in these icons, you will see an infant with an adult face and adult hands. The theologians are giving you a glimpse into the reality of the Incarnation. That is why we are here today. We wait for the return of Jesus. In the infant, we see the cross and the resurrection. In the infant, we see the second coming of Christ. We wait in great anticipation for Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. In the text, we see Jesus turn the tables on Pilate. Pilate, in his questioning, really questions Jesus and his sense of reality. Jesus had declared what his kingdom is not. Now it's time for Jesus to declare what his kingdom is. Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of truth, a truth that is foreign to everyone except those who have been chosen to know the truth. People who haven't been chosen by the gospel will remain blind to this truth, or in darkness, as our hymn says. Pilate would have no concept of Jesus' rule of grace. Then Pilate asked the question that unbelievers have asked for generations. Atheists, agnostics, philosophers, and skeptics have all asked, what is truth? In your human wisdom, you cannot comprehend absolute truth in the person of the Word made flesh. Left to yourselves, you will always doubt you have the truth and scoff at those who claim they do. But in Jesus, through his word and sacrament, you become convinced. Baptism gives you your first introduction into this new kingdom. You are now joined to his truth, his church. You participate in this kingdom when you partake of Jesus' body and blood in the communion. Still some, like Pilate, refuse to acknowledge truth, even when it comes into their homes. They scorn baptism, and they call the body and blood of our Lord a food for fools. Yet they are the fools that still live in darkness. You believe and live. There is only one truth, one reality, namely the truth embodied in Jesus Christ. As the Word from eternity, he created all that you see as real. As the one sent from the Father, he came to restore the truth of God's love and salvation for you. As the way, the truth, and the life, he came to bring you into God's kingdom and to send his Spirit of truth to keep you in his way. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.